Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, once in a while, we've talked to some folks from Country Financial about their Journey to Success program, where they help fund some organizations in the city of Chicago that maybe you don't know about. And when you discover them, you go, oh, wow, I'm so glad that's there. Why didn't I know about it? And here's an example of one of them. Brenda Palms Barber's in our studio. She's the founding executive director of the North Lawndale Employment Network. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio. Brenda, how are you?
I'm great, John. Thank you.
Do you agree with my introduction that there are a lot of organizations that are doing a lot of good, fighting the good fight all around Chicago, and we don't hear enough about them?
That's true.
How long has your organization been in existence?
We've been around for about 18 years. We were established back in 1999.
To do what?
To address the high unemployment experienced in the North Lawndale community. So what we learned through a study that we commissioned is that 57% of the adults in our community have had some involvement with the criminal justice system. And we knew that the high unemployment rate, which is essentially three times higher than the city of Chicago, currently it's 23.4%, had a lot to do with the fact that folks have been incarcerated.
57% of the people, of the adults in North Lawndale, have had some sort of run-in with the law.
That's correct.
When you discover that fact, are you mad at those people, or are you mad at the circumstances that got them to that place?
That's a great question. Absolutely, I see this as a part of a larger systemic issue, right? Because people would look at our community and think, well, if you're in North Lawndale, there's something wrong with you. But that's not the case. I think that oftentimes there are poor choices. It's a community that has limited options, and people need to survive. And so they make poor choices that often lead them to having to live behind bars.
So what do you do? How do you help people find employment?
Well, we do it a number of ways. We have a program called U-Turn Permitted. So it's like a street sign. So we believe that people can turn their lives around. So our intent is to equip them with skills they need, help them think about the way that they were thinking, because there's a certain way of criminogenic thinking that leads a person to make a decision to make poor choices, right? So we have to understand and unpack what that is. And so we have a cognitive-based training program called U-Turn Permitted. And then we also focus on restoring a person's self-worth.
Are these people interested in that? I mean, are they interested in a cognitive program that's going to help me think better?
You know, we don't tell them that. We don't tell them that. But what we do is say, you know, you got to think a little bit about what led to your decisions here.
And own that.
And then own it. And then more importantly, you know, prison is all about sort of stripping a person of their self-worth. You're a number, and you're there to serve your time. So a big part of our work is to restore that sense of self, right, and self-worth.
Your organization then funded or created something called Sweet Beginnings, right?
We did.
And Patricia Jackson is here. She's the Assistant General Manager of Sweet Beginnings. Patricia, welcome to WGN. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm great.
What's Sweet Beginnings?
Sweet Beginnings is a job where convicted felons can go to feel like they can do something that they haven't done before. Sweet Beginnings is a program where you become a part of a team.
What do they make?
So we make honey and honey-infused skincare products.
Is that what I have here?
That is what you have there, sir.
Honey and honey-infused skincare products.
All natural.
Are they for men or women?
They're unisex.
Unisex? And are they, so I just opened up the Bee Love, B-E-E, get it, honey, B-E-E Love body cream.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The packaging in this gift box is really pretty. It's got the shaved paper in there and then these ornamental jars. They're easy to open up. The product is looks like skin cream. When you it looks delicious. I want to taste it.
Yeah.
But it also has kind of a soft honey scent, would you say?
I would.
It's not overpowering, but you don't want that on a body cream.
No, you do not.
And then I put it on and it's very, this is going to sound stupid, creamy. But how else would you describe this cream?
I would describe it as nourishing.
Yeah.
It's healthy for your skin. You know, when our skin finds something that's all natural and healthy for us, it absorbs it really quickly.
What is it made of, this stuff?
We have some shea butter, some neem root, comfrey, what is it?
And there's honey.
Honey exactly. Honey is in all of the products that you sell, right?
Yes.
So we have the, what's this, Be Love Polish and Glow Honey and Brown Sugar Scrub.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, wow.
This is like a bath scrub?
It is, sir. It's to relieve the dead skin from your feet. It's also to replenish, hydrate, and moisturize as well.
Then you have the Ultimate Body Balm. What does this do?
Oh, that is my favorite. It's for your sore and tense muscles. It has an invigorating smell. It's made with eucalyptus mint, and it just calms you and works on your deep, sore, and tense muscles.
Oh, really?
It's really good if you're a gardener, if you like to work with your hands.
Rub this into your arms and back or neck.
And it just really helps dry, like dry feet as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Maybe a little more intense version of the body cream. And then what's this, the buzz?
All-natural, raw, local honey.
That's the honey.
Really, where are you making the honey? Or where are the bees making the honey? Where are the bees?
Right in the back of our apiary. We have an apiary in the back of our production area.
In North Lawndale?
In North Lawndale.
3726.
You got
West
an apiary
Florida.
In North Lawndale?
There
yes,
are
sir.
Bees in North Lawndale.
So do you, import them? Or are they, Illinois-sourced? Where are the bees from?
We are able to work with it. We source them from a variety of places. And so we have picked up bees out of Wisconsin, which is oftentimes the closest to what we work with because they're familiar with the weather, and they have to be hardworking and quite resilient to be
a friend of mine
in our
has
weather.
Hives. A friend of mine has hives in Wisconsin. But then you got to put on it would seem to me like a – the thing growing tomatoes, if you're going to grow, you don't grow bees, but if you're going to have bees and make them produce honey and then generate products, you got to have a bee expert, don't you?
You do.
We do.
So you got a bee expert?
We do.
You
have a professional beekeeper, Mr. Christian.
And then how many people does he work with?
He works with two or three other people. So it's really two right now, and Mr. Jermaine Benson and Mr. Parrish Grace.
How many people are involved in the whole production line of all of these products?
We have a team of seven.
Seven. Yes. I'm surprised it's not more. I mean, this seems to me like there's a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on. And what it is that we have cohorts or four cohorts per year of 90 days. And so we have 7 to 10 individuals per cohort. So anywhere from 25 to 40 individuals will work in Sweet Beginnings for a year.
For a year. And what's the value to them to making these products?
The value is that many of them, after incarceration, have had limited work experience. Some of them have not had legal work experience. And so it's an opportunity to reacclimate back into society through this kind of work.
Some of these guys maybe haven't had a 9-to-5 job for a year for a very long time.
That's right.
This provides that to them.
Helps them with that.
It does.
And we also have four apiaries. I'll just mention we have two in North Lawndale. We also started the first apiary in partnership with O'Hare Airport. So we actually have bees at O'Hare, and they're fabulous. That's our largest apiary. And then the second is with our partnership with Cook County Forest Preserve.
This came wrapped in a bow, as a gift. This would be a Christmas gift. This would be more than a stocking stuffer, I would say. This would be a great gift.
Yes.
How do people buy these?
On our website, belovebuzz.com.
BEELOVEBUZZ, belovebuzz.com.
Yes.
And I'll be ordering it, and then you ship it to me.
That's right.
And that's helping these men and women in North Lawndale.
That's correct.
I'm going to buy a lot of this stuff. What does this gift box cost of the four things?
That is our spa collection with a 6-ounce honey inside.
Yeah.
So we have a spa collection with honey. We have one without honey. We have a luxury bath. We have a pure necessity, a nourishing balm.
How much does that?
Yeah, well, shoot me a number, lady. That's what I need. Here.
I am sorry about that. So our spa collection with honey is $65.
$65.
Yes, sir. The spa collection without honey is $59.
Got it.
Our luxury bath right now is $38. And we have a nourishing balm for $14 and a pure necessity for $16.
Do you have a hair product, too?
Not yet.
Because one of my friends put it in his hair, and he thought it was really great. But this lotion, I'm loving the sensation.
I see you steady putting it on your head.
I am, because I have, it's November in Chicago. It's going to be this way for 6 months. Okay, belovebuzz.com. order them now, not only because they're great products and gifts, but, oh, by the way, it's really going to help some people and two terrific organizations. Ladies, both, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And nice job, Country Financial, for also being a financial supporter for
the North Lawndale
Employment Network, and then Sweet Beginnings, which makes the Be Love Buzz products.